on this threshold of young adulthood, we ask our young adults to share in reflections about their life journey thus far. They may share about their immediate short-term goals, their spiritual life right now, and what they look forward to in the future. So I would like to invite Abby Bushell to come up first.
Hello, everyone. My name is Abby Michelle Walter. This fall, I will be attending the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. I'm not sure what I will be majoring in yet, but I look forward to whatever comes my way. I plan to continue my spiritual growth at another UU congregation in Eau Claire, which I checked this morning is 7 minutes away from the campus. Since I've been in coming of age, I have learned so much. This past year, I've been a worship leader here. I was the first youth to be a worship leader, and I worked with Reverend Kathleen and wonderful people up here. And through this journey, I have learned a lot about myself and what I believe, what I've been going through with my last year of being a child. And I think I've really furthered my spiritual growth with doing that. And the thing that I look forward to most with my new year of independence is becoming a new individual and really learning where I stand in the world. Thank you.
Kagan Goldbeck is not in the order of service, but he's here with us today.
Hello. My name is Kagan Goldbeck. I'm going to Michigan Tech late August for mechanical engineering, so excited about that. Since ending COA, I haven't done anything with the fellowship. But I have continued my spiritual journey with my friends, and I'm ever grateful for the people that I've met over the past year, and hoping to continue that through the summer, whatever job that I find to fill space, really. I've lately been using my time to try to find a balance between extroversion and introversion. And I've got a bit of a silly story to tell where in my friend group, we have a colloquial term for just sitting around by yourself doing pretty much nothing of value. We call it festering. So I find myself festering on accident quite often. And in our friend group, we do the tummy rub until festering is bad. I'm playing a video game in my room, as a lot of teenagers do. And in this video game, the main character is a high school student, which provides an often very interesting meta view on myself. I'm playing this video game, and there's the option to sit at home and play video games on the weekend. I'm like, oh, why would I do that? That seems like a bad time, as I'm sitting at home playing video games on the weekend. So I try not to do that. But I've had lots of time with friends, and I think that's really the most spiritual thing I've done recently, and that's totally fine by me. So, thank you.
Adrian Hagen, please.
Hello. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Adrian Hagen. Starting in September, I'm going to the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, and I have not decided what I want to do yet. I know that there's a fellowship in that city, but I don't know how far away it is. And since coming of age, I haven't really, there hasn't been really a lot of growth there, but at the most growth that I've done is realizing the world is not what I, is much more than I thought it was. And I hope that in the future I'm open to change, no matter what it is.
Riley Klatt.
All right, guys. Hi, guys. I'm Riley Klatt. Hi. Where am I in terms of my future plans? Well, I am currently enrolled in Fox Valley Technical College for the program for criminal justice. I've always had a passion for police officers, and since I was little, I thought they were the coolest people on the planet. Now that each day I continue to get older, I realize how this career path for me couldn't have been a better fit. With all the issues I have experienced with my parents, it's become of a moral choice for me to enter this career path so I can help people in special ways. What's next? I plan to be a police officer as soon as I possibly can to start contributing to the community around me. Where am I spiritually? I've never been in a much better state of mind in a spiritual presence. Since coming of age, I have each day become more and more of the person I want to be. It's crazy to see time fly by and become this amazing person that I am today. Something that excites me continuing over my horizon is all the unknown that could possibly happen. I am excited for all the curves that my horizon has for me and couldn't be more enthused of the life that's put before me. And that's it.
Colby Jen.
Hello. I'm Colby Jen. So last coming of age, I said, like, I found this, and you're a great community, and I want to be a part of you, and that didn't happen. I've generally been on my own. I think since coming of age, I feel like I'm a lot more, I guess, okay about things, less stressed out, less worried. That's probably the most spiritual thing. I've also been developing a lot, at least like philosophically, ideologically. My aunt gave me her copy of Manufacturing Consent as a special gift, and I promptly overdosed on Noam Chomsky. So I once Googled Noam Chomsky memes. Like, I typed that into Google. I'm going to UW-Fox next year. I'll stick around here.
And Basil Van Diesen.
Well, hi everyone, I'm Basil. I have recently graduated from Appleton North, and I plan on taking my education further at Marion University. I am planning to major in radiology technology and help others that require my field. When I wrote my credo a long, long time ago for me, I can say I was incredibly young and I did not know what I really wanted to do in my future. While my values, views, and beliefs have changed incredibly through my high school career, I've decided religiously to be accepting to all religions, just like my mother has taught me, and I will explore and find a religion that is right for me. Marion is a Catholic school. Others might think it's ridiculous that I'm going there, but I'm going there because I see it as an opportunity. I'm scared for my future because of the what-ifs and maybes and changes, but staying inside comfort zones can restrain people from their true potential. So I'll be breaking my comfort zone with pride and confidence. Thank you.
Well, I really appreciate each of you sharing with us some of who you are now and where you are now on your journey. If any of you would like to be personally introduced to the UU congregations where you're landing, we have a great one in Fond du Lac, Basil. Adrian, the minister of the Stevens Point UU congregation, is right here. Jim Coakley, a longtime member of the fellowship. And for those of you who are sticking around for the summer and beyond, our door and our heart is always open to you. So thank you.